There has been an outbreak of cholera at a camp for Somali refugees in Dadaab, Kenya. The United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, UNHCR, is reporting that there are now 60 cholera cases in the camps, including 10 laboratory-confirmed cases and one refugee death. After many parched months, heavy rains are now falling, and these are fostering the cholera outbreak, as Andre Mahechik of the UN Refugee Agency explains.
The situation has been complicated by an outbreak of cholera in the camps, which is believed to have started among the new arrivals, who had most likely acquired it in Somalia, where cholera is endemic, or en route to Dadaab. Rains and flooding had affected the trucking of water to parts of the camps, and we fear some refugees may have resorted to using unsafe water from the flooded areas.
More than 500,000 people have fled the famine, drought, and war in Somalia and made their way across the border into Kenya and the Dadaab complex of 5 camps. UNHCR and other aid agencies have set up cholera treatment centers in the camp for severe cases and are promoting safe hygiene practices. Most cases can be managed by giving oral rehydration solutions. Security in the camps continues, however, to be a major concern. Kenya has deployed more than 200 police officers, including 100 in the past month, to help keep order in the 5-camp complex that is spread over 50 square kilometers, just over 400 kilometers northeast of Kenya's capital, Nairobi. I'm Chris Oltiri.